Joe, many congratulations. I suppose a dream becomes a reality. An awful lot of hard work went into that. So when did it all start?
A lot of hard work is right, Chris. It all started probably in earnest during COVID. Myself and Bartley had a talk about that. We were both working on projects, or thought we were working on projects. Bartley had this idea of an ATS Ed for harps. I'm very much from a kind of a statistical background, you know, so we combined the two things, and what we've got now is the end product. It's had many formats over the last 3 or 4 years. So even though both of us have been collecting stats and figures and, you know, information on harps, you know, over a long period of time, you know, 3-4 decades between the two of us, really during COVID was when, you know, this gathered legs, and with a few false dawns, you know, between then and now. But last Christmas we just said, look, no. You know, the 2,000 games had just passed, you know, 55 seasons had been completed, so we thought, yeah, let's get it done now and get it out there.
And when the word got out that you were doing the book and you looked for a little bit of support, it came instantly, and it showed the interest.
Yeah, look, we contacted 3 or 4 businesses or organisations, you know, the likes of Donegal County Council, the Donegal Sports Partnership, you know, Martin Harley and Cheers Bar come on board with us as well, Tommy Gallen here with the Gallen Group in Balbuffet, the McAnuffs with the Allenham Arms Hotel, just to name a few of them, you know, got behind it straight away. But we asked people to subscribe to the book, you know, pre-purchase the book without actually knowing what was in it, and we got a huge response there as well, you know, so that drove us on as well, Chris, to complete it and to give us those vital funds that we needed, you know, to get it over the line, you know. So even though myself and Bartley had a dream of what we wanted, you know, to make that dream a reality, you know, does cost a bit of money too, like, and you know, there's a big outlay there at the start, but you can see it by, you know, what turned up here the night, which was brilliant, you know, between supporters and ex-players, you know, the kind of the buy-in to the project as well, you know, because people see it as a historical project, you know, it's there, you know, those players are recognised, have always been recognised anyway as Harps players, you know, but it's there in print, you know, and you know, certainly those players, you know, that have only played a handful of games, you know, that people know or talk about, you know, that man played for Harps or this man played for Harps, you know, it's there now, you know, for everybody to see. So look, we're glad, you know, for all those players, you know, everybody knows the Jim Sheridans and the Brenton Bradleys and the Jonathan Minnocks of this world, you know, but may not be as aware of, you know, those players that played 1, 2, 3 games. And there's 43 players, Chris, in the book that didn't start a game for Fun Harps, you know, that have one appearance, you know, that may only have played 10, 15, 20 minutes, but they have a story to tell as well, you know, that 15 or 20 minutes, you know, one or two of those players could have scored, you know, a late one and goal or whatever, like, you know, so they've contributed to the history of the club.